This program was first broadcast on Canterbury's access media station, Plains FM, and was made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
Welcome to Terra Nova Earth Talks. We speak with cutting-edge experts and wise elders from across the globe on the issues and action our Earth is calling for. Brought to you by the Terra Nova Foundation, driving environmental change through human connection and collective action. Welcome to Terra Nova Earth Talks. Today on Terra Nova Earth Talks, we are talking celebrations of spring. This Earth Talks podcast is based in Ōtautahi, Christchurch, Aotearoa, New Zealand, a beautiful place in the southern waters of this planet. Being in the southern hemisphere, we are often celebrating world days that are out of sync, as most of our world days are based on northern hemisphere seasons. Our Halloween is in spring, not autumn, and I won't tell you how challenging it is to keep a pumpkin until October. The celebration of the winter solstice and related Christmas celebrations are in the middle of summer. It means we are often out of sync with our natural surrounds, working hard to celebrate days and periods that just don't match up. We are lucky, though, in Aotearoa, New Zealand, as our people, the Māori, have a calendar of celebrations that are reflective of Earth's rhythms. One of these is Matariki. Matariki is the Pleiades star cluster and a celebration of its first rising in late June or early July. The rising marks the beginning of the new year in the Māori lunar calendar. But today I'm not going to dive into more of Matariki, as I have a wonderful guest that will do this in a future podcast. Today I want to talk to you about this year's Terra Nova celebration, Te Ao Earth Week. In the studio, we have Kate Radcliffe-Reed. She is partnering up with Terra Nova to deliver Te Ao Earth Week this year. It's a pleasure to have you here on Terra Nova Earth Talks, Kate.
Hello, thank you.
One of the things that I wanted to talk about today is why we have Te Ao Earth Week. Te Ao is actually means earth. Or the way, actually, depending on how it's used, it is a Māori word. So Te Ao, earth, is Māori in English for them, the week. Before we dive into more about what Te Ao Earth Week is, I'd quite like to know a little bit more about you and for listeners to hear about what it is that you do and why you're here in the studio with me today.
Thank you. Well, we met by chance. I've started a sustainable wedding and events agency, which is 20 weeks old. And when I refer to it like that, I always refer like I sound like I'm talking about a newborn. And that's very much how it feels in its infancy. And the reason it's so fresh is we wanted to try something new. So I partnered up with Millie Taylor, an environmental scientist. I've been an event planner for 7 years. And we noticed a gap in the market where event managers were considering their waste, but they weren't going deeper. They were going nowhere near sustainability or regeneration. So we thought, what if we were an event planning agency specifically dedicated to that, to help those that are planning and really care take the right steps to curate their event?
Which was wonderful, because at Terra Nova, that's what we're all about. We don't want to do the superficial stuff on the edge. We're actually looking at how do we bring about change. Mm. And to do change, you have to start right from the values base. So tell me a little about the values base of RAD. Is it, like, give me some kind of feeling about the people and the objectives of the organisation.
Yeah, so RAD wants to revolutionise the events industry, and we want to make a genuine difference. We want our, when we're helping people with an event, if they have no interest in sustainability, we want to provide them with some education and guidance. And then when we're working with people like yourself who have heaps of knowledge, you know, and great intellect in the area, we want to learn from you and help ourselves grow. So we apply Millie's environmental knowledge to the fundamentals, my event planning fundamentals, and put them together. But we are also aware that making our services relatable, accessible, very inclusive, that we can plan events for anyone and do them in a better way that's currently happening.
It's and this is definitely how we've been working. So I'm guessing you do this with your other clients too, but it's very collaborative.
Yeah.
So I talk to you, but we hope for... And you then work with that and say, well, this is how we would normally do it, or this is what you might want to consider, that type of real, true engagement. And I have to say, I was quite blunt with you in the beginning about what we didn't want what we also wanted. So.
It's actually really helpful. We get clients who have, so there's a few aspects. You can have subject matter experts that have no interest or a resource in planning an event, and then we can bring that to life for them. Or we have people who know they want an event and, again, just need a bit of extra support in levelling up their sustainability aspects. But having clear objectives with the client, and yes, it's very collaborative. I actually listened to a great lecture about fractional leadership, where leaders like CEOs come into a business, you know, for 6 months and then they move on. And when they're there during that time, it kind of related to being an event planner, you're fully invested in that company. You want the success, you want the business, you feel like you work there, you totally do work there, and then you leave and you move on. And I think that's what attracted me to doing projects. I used to be a teacher and I found it was very copy-paste, and I loved the idea of having, a few things on the go, completing a project and meeting those KPIs and doing it better.
Cool. Well, so that's the lead in to working with us at Terra Nova. And today we want to talk about Te Ao Earth Week.
Yeah.
So Te Ao Earth Week is a celebration of the spring equinox. So it's from the 18th to the 24th of September in Aotearoa, New Zealand, and particularly in this city. Ototahi Christchurch. Mm. And just for reference, that I keep saying Aotearoa, New Zealand. So if people are unsure, I'm always saying the Māori name for this country first, and same with cities and places wherever possible. So Ototahi is the Māori name for Christchurch. It's not always on the map. So if you're looking for Ototahi on a world globe, it'll probably say Christchurch. So that's just a reference point. But Te Ao Earth Week here is to celebrate spring, but also to really raise awareness for people what is happening in the world. Most people are aware that there's some pretty grim things happening, but we want to place context for that and actually say, okay, this is why it's happening. What can we do about the why? So often things can be so overwhelming that it's like, where do I start? So the idea is that in this week, we start to just look with fresh eyes and go, okay, this is where we're at. Deep breath and breathe out. and then actually say, right, well, if this is where we're at, where can we get to?
Yeah. And I think I've found from working with you is people want to know what they can do. And they always, you know, if you're doing nothing, you want to start from the start, which I love about Te Ao Earth Week is we're really catering for everyone. Every age group, every level, every level of subject matter expert all the way through to student just beginning their, you know, sustainability journey and understanding what's going on with the climate.
So let's dive into some of the aspects of Te Ao Earth Week, because it's pretty exciting. And one of the things that we've tried to do is, be that inclusive bit by having a week, but it's not, it's grouped so that people can have access to different events. So we have three main events. The first one is targeting businesses. The second one is targeting students. And when I say targeting, I mean as in students taking the lead. Mm-hmm. And the third one is getting people out in nature.
Yeah.
But there's a whole multitude of activities that also go on during the week. I think what's perhaps wonderful is that the whole theme of the week is this action and being able to take action that's relevant to each individual, to each business, to each community.
And understanding why.
And understanding why. And that's one of the things that we try to get across often is the best contribution you can make comes from who you are.
Yeah.
And I think that's what we're really trying to get people to come forward to, is just to hear some expertise, but then think, what could I
what
do?
What can I do? Yeah.
And this is where I love the fact that you even set up RAD, because you were like, what can I do? I'm amazing event manager. I could just keep on doing that, but I'm not contributing in this to this planet and to this earth. So, so you set up crazy people startups and startups. I think that's the how it goes. But it's really an amazing experience to actually say, what is my contribution?
Yes, it's really funny how it hits you as well. I'm not sure if it was turning 30, you know, my dad dying or having kids, but something definitely hit that what I was doing was not enough. And I think once you know, it sounds awful, but stop being ignorant to the fact that there's some huge issues going on and you start to lean into it without going all the way straight to climate anxiety. We need to start with, I'm a very actionable person, like, what can I do? And the only industry I know is events. So that's where I came in. But I cannot wait to see this week come to life.
Yeah, it should be amazing. So do you want to, how about you give a reflection on what you've seen of Tao Earth Week so far and some of the things that you think are going to be really exciting?
Tao Earth Week, for me, I love the inclusivity. I'm most excited for the business event. We should start there. So I want to bring, and Rosa has got these most amazing connections, we're bringing 15 amazing speakers and workshop holders to Ōrotahi Christchurch, some obviously global as well as local. And I'm most excited to just even have them in the room together. I think post-COVID, having that face-to-face interaction, which is not just networking. I feel like in the sustainability space, when people get together, it's not networking, it's like change-making. Every conversation you have is, oh, we could do this project, or what are you working on? What do I want to know? So I cannot wait for, you know, September to roll around and those people all in the same room and just to hear from experts who are actually taking action. That's number one. The student thing blows my mind because, so I was at school 10 years ago. I don't remember ever planting a native tree. I don't remember anything. I went to Avonside, which is now turned into the Climate Action Campus, and that is, a high school that's now turned into a climate base for, you know, like-minded individuals. And I think it's just incredible that the students want to and recognise why they need to get involved much younger. I mean, we need that. We need people to get onto this earlier than me finding out at 30 that, you know, it's a serious
issue. True. We haven't got another 20 years to wait and check out, how's it going to roll?
No, and so I'm really loving that those students have taken that initiative with, obviously, the platform provided by Terra Nova. And then I think the community day, so the Waitaha Canterbury, getting out in nature, allowing everyone in the community, no matter who you are, here are some easy walks you can do. Here are some open days. Here are some things you can go to get actually out of the city. So much as driving people into the city, it's really nice to swap it around. And as the weather warms up, I mean, we live in such a beautiful city. We need to make the most of it.
Oh, totally. And so the spring equinox is plump in the middle of that weekend, which is wonderful. And so spring, preparing the earth. This is the Terra Nova name, you know, new earth, turning things over, planting new seeds and seeds that are going to flourish and help us all. So part of that weekend is even just foraging a little bit or sharing seeds with somebody. So you get different seeds for your garden.
Yeah.
You did mention the native bit, which this is really important. This has been in another podcast, but just in reference for this one, is that New Zealand has a big trouble in its ecosystem front, like most places in the world, unfortunately, with a lot of the native or indigenous plants and so flora and fauna, plants and animals, starting to disappear, and the rate is accelerating, which is quite frightening. However, we can do something about that. It's super achievable. And one of the ways is simply to find out what plants would normally be in your area, not the curated garden version, but the actual native flourishing ecosystem plants. Get seeds for them and put it in your garden or put it on your veranda if you've got a veranda, or on your balcony if you have a balcony, or inside even in a little pot. It's all counts towards creating that bigger ecosystem.
And I love how that Get Out in Nature weekend, you know, that we're going to be, that's going to be running is going to be for that. So if you can't get out in nature, how can we bring nature to your house? So even just those simple things for, you know, apartment living, that's actually such a great idea, is they might think, oh, I can't contribute, but there's always a way. It's just making sure that we use Terra Nova's platform and share the love.
Yeah, totally. Share the love. That's one of the other things that is really key to all of Terra Nova's work, but particularly for Tau Earth Week. It's in the name, is we want to connect to Earth. And to do that, we have to stop or pause to actually take time to be out in nature.
Yeah.
And you can do that during the week. If it might just mean stepping outside your office, even to get some fresh air can be good.
Mm.
Or it can be, you know, going a bit further afield. And luckily in Aotearoa, New Zealand, we just have so much access to such beautiful places within short distances.
Yeah.
So that's an amazing thing. I want to come back to the business bit, because you mentioned the different people speaking, and we are so lucky to have these incredible minds that are going to be there on the day. But one of the other things that we were keen to do was to get local business leaders in the room sharing with each other. Now, there's a couple of things about that. One is that it's great for local leaders to know what's happening.
Absolutely.
But two, one of the big issues that we've got going forward is supply chains.
Mm.
And often people are carbon counting. You do the carbon counts for events work out exactly what the event is.
Absolutely.
Is, yeah, what footprint it has. But when we start to look at supply chains, often the carbon count starts to disappear and people third-party stuff off. So the more that we know exactly who our supply chains are and we share information about our really good supply chains, those who are ethical, you know, supporting local people.
Paying living wages,
no matter what country the supply chain comes from. And looking after the environment, no matter what country your supply chain comes from. It's super important and it's such a key bit that a business can do.
Yeah.
So conversations about sharing that knowledge is super critical right now.
Yeah, that's going to be great. And it's all going to be relevant to every person. Like, you know, where we are based, or Otatahi Christchurch, you know, is a small place. And your money and your words are so powerful. Those businesses you spend with, those the connections you pass on, like you say, the good quality ones, the more that happens, the larger the change can be, even though those steps seem quite small.
And that's where we bring the regenerative thing in. So this is, you know, a step beyond sustainability. It's not just kind of being neutral or...
I think we're past sustaining the planet now. We need to start giving it a plaster, fixing it.
No more sticky plasters on on the gaping wound. So, no, totally. And one of the things we talk about a lot is the significance of Otatahi Christchurch and the global ecosystem, if you like. We do connect to the world. We're a little country and a little city. Well, not so little. It's growing significantly, but how significant a place we can play in showing that regenerative can work, that you don't have to be cut off. You can interact globally and still hold that really quality regenerative approach
I think it's really great as well because the business event is not only bringing long-term business leaders, like I say, who are fully invested, you're also actually really inclusive of startups, you know, like myself. I consider myself in the very startup phase, but no matter what the industry is, all of this information can definitely be like cross-credited. You know, we've got everything from an AI expert, a futurist expert, a leadership expert. You know, no one's going to go there and not walk away with an absolute notebook full of actionable new ideas.
Yeah, that's the goal, right? That we take the really critical aspects of any business and say, how can we be driven by the environmental outcomes? And I think there's two critical players on that. One is we've got a lot of extreme events that are going to be arriving on our doorstep way more than it has been. And so we need to be resilient and prepared for dealing with those. But we also can't just let that hit us. We need to also still prepare the ground for thriving at the same time.
Absolutely.
So we're not in an emergency mode always. We're also, again, turning the earth over and actually, you know, really nourishing the soil for amazing startups and all sizes of businesses to flourish by putting that real earth first approach.
I actually have never asked you this. I was just thinking before, we've worked together a few months now. How did you get the vision for Te Ao Earth Week? Because I have seen conferences, I've obviously seen, you know, one-day events, three-day events, but I've never really experienced someone who wants to bring a whole week together, fully inclusive, but has such a strong purpose and a, you know, objective in mind. So for you, how did that vision start? Was that international or was that a local idea?
No, the driver was it was impact. How do you make an event impactful? And I think the key to that is not thinking that you're going to do an event first, but looking at what impact you make and then
work backwards.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And going, well, would an event be a good way to do that? Or would something else be? Because events can be super, super resource heavy.
Absolutely.
For very little outcome. So I wanted to shift that and actually show that an event can be super impactful, saying super a lot today, but can be majorly impactful because when something's purpose-driven, that's how you can do it.
Yeah.
It's not an event for event's sake.
No.
It's not just let's celebrate the Earth Week. It's way deeper and to make it really time-based. So we are here now. What can we do?
Yeah.
If we collectively come together, what can we do?
Yeah.
But you need a frame for that, and that's where the event structure came in.
Yeah.
What are the frames that we can put together to bring people together and really energize the contributions that everyone has got just burgeoning inside them?
Yeah.
How can we, you know, really bring that to life in a week, as well as celebrate the spring equinox, obviously?
No, I definitely think we're going to achieve the objectives we set. And, yeah, there's going to be so much impact come out of it. And it's not all going to happen in a day as well. I think there's people like me who I want to change the world in a day. I'm sure you feel the same some mornings. But I understand that we can look back at this in a year's time, you know, when we're repeating the business conference again or and see the kind of case studies that have come out of it, especially those small and medium businesses who have so much power and so much room to move.
Yeah.
It's so much easier to make changes in businesses of that size.
Well, that's the beautiful thing about Te Ao Earth Week is it might sound like it's only a week, but everything keeps moving through this follow through for every aspect of it. So no, it doesn't end on the Sunday. That's simply the end of the week.
Yeah.
But then we move all of the work through into task forces and roundtables and lots of different action and start to really provide foundations for people to make their contributions bigger during the year to then celebrate next year when
Te Ao
Earth Week comes around.
Yeah. So immense support, I think, for everyone getting involved. They're leaving with actionable steps, immense support to create impact because we have to be collaborative.
We have to. We can't do it on our own or in silos. It just doesn't work. Never has, never will.
No.
If you want to get involved in Te Ao Earth Week, if you're listening in, no matter where you are, if you're in Otatahi, Christchurch, it's super easy. See, I've done super again. but it is super easy.
If you want to be a super hero, please help with Te Ao Earth Week.
You can just get in touch with us here at Terra Nova. You can contact Kate at terranova.foundation, or if you just want a general inquiry, go to info@terranova.foundation, and we'll come back to you and let you know how you can contribute. If you're elsewhere in the world, then get in touch, because a little teaser for next year is that we're going local to global.
Yeah.
So if you aren't involved in this anyway this year, next year, it's going to be cracker. So get in touch with us now for the Global Connect next year.
Absolutely. Thank you. Thank you for having me. I'm so excited to see this week come together. It's going to be huge.
It's going to be good, I think.
Place to be.
The place to be, September 18th to 24th in Otatahi, Christchurch. Wonderful. Thanks so much for coming in, Kate, and talking to us today about Te Ao Earth Week. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Looking forward to working through to September and making this event amazing.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Terra Nova Earth Talks. For more information on the content and links from this podcast, go to the Terra Nova website. That's terranova.foundation. To listen to other interviews in this series, go to the Plains FM website. That's plainsfm.org.nz. Search for Terra Nova Earth Talks. Also on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. Bye for now.